This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever thought about what it would be like to starve to death? Or, honestly, probably worse, die of thirst. Have you ever thought about what it would be like to die of thirst? I've never done it, obviously, so I'm still here talking to you, but it's not pleasant. When you read about what people go through, it's not pleasant. Do you know, for instance, when you're starving to death, the normal thing if you're starving to death is to eat other people. I don't want to eat anybody, I know you don't either, but you can lose your mind to the point and be so crazed with hunger, you will eat other human beings. You know that? When we talk about Christopher Columbus, because today is Columbus Day, I think it's important we acknowledge something. There's an old saying by Lord Acton, almost all great men are bad men. I don't know what you consider good and consider bad. And certainly when you look at the history of Columbus, you could find plenty of warts. But let's be frank about something. If you look at your history, and you don't have to tell me. I don't want you to tell me. How many warts you got in there? Now, you, me, look like somebody that's about me. I've done so many horrible things in my life, more than I could ever count. If you were to want me to tell you the story of my life, I'd just hit the high points, right? Best cheeseburger in the world. I build sheds, you know, things like that. I don't want you to know about all the bad stuff. You want me to know about all your bad stuff? But when we talk about Christopher Columbus, because America's culture has been taken over by a bunch of, well, America haters who want to bring the country to its knees, all you hear about is the slavery and the bad stuff. How we're supposed to change today to Indigenous Peoples Day. Look, I don't care how you judge Columbus. That's really your business. You judge anyone however you want, but you better acknowledge a couple things. One, this country, while obviously Leif Erikson and others had discovered it or been here before, it was Christopher Columbus's voyage that brought this country into the mainstream, allowed it to be colonized by Europeans. That's one. Two, when Christopher Columbus got on a ship and pointed it west across the ocean, he did so, and every man on his crew, to their credit, they all did so with the full knowledge. When you die on a ship in the ocean, you starve to death. You die of thirst. when they set sail from Europe, just heading west, they were looking right and they were looking left and they were saying, I wonder if I'm going to eat him or he's going to eat me. Now, I don't know about you, that alone is an act that is braver than anything I have ever done or will ever do in my lifetime. So I actually don't care if you like Columbus or don't like Columbus. Christopher Columbus did something incredible. And what a thing to say about anyone's life, yours, mine, or anybody's, if you did one incredible thing. Oh, you're going to have warts. I have no doubt you already have them. I certainly do. I'd love to do one thing as incredible as what Christopher Columbus has done. And I want you to understand, when you see a lot of this filth today, and you probably have seen it, when you see coaches like Greg Popovich talking like this, there's a reason.
I'm a little confused about our city and why it's Indigenous Peoples Day / Columbus Day. Columbus? I mean, he initiated a new world genocide. That's what he did. He took slaves. He mutilated. He murdered. And they're gonna say / and honor him.
Why does he think like that? He was educated in America's anti-American education system. And he thinks like that also because he's a cultural Marxist who wants to bring this country to its knees, which is so ironic because there he is, an old man who's made tens of millions of dollars in this country coaching some guys who play a game. It's not just Greg Popovich or Greg Popovich's children. It's his grandchildren, if he has them, his great-grandchildren, his great-great-grandchildren. Wrap your mind around this. In a time of inflation where you have to go make business decisions in the grocery store, should we get the steak, should we get the chicken, Greg Popovich's great-great-great-grandchildren will never have to worry about a dime, and he feels totally comfortable sitting there and taking a crap on this country. That's, by the way, why I don't watch any professional sports anymore. A bunch of ungrateful, spoiled babies. But there's something else you should understand. There is a purpose behind it. A purpose behind it. We've talked about this before. It's important to talk about it again so we always understand. If I show up to your home tonight. Hey, Bob? Mary? I would like to come in and I want to burn your house to the ground. You would say, no, slam the door in my face, maybe call the cops, maybe pull a gun on me, but that's how that would go. So I can't do that. If my goal is to burn down your home, I have to go about it a different way. Now, why wouldn't you let me burn down your home? Let's focus on that for a moment. Because you're moored to your home. You're anchored to your home. There are memories in there. That living room's where you watch the kids open presents, the kitchens where your wife makes cookies at night. You have all these memories in your home. So what do I have to do? I want to burn your home down. I got to burn it down. What do I have to do? I have to make you hate your home. I don't show up with a match and gasoline and try to burn down your home. I show up with a smile and say, hey, man, great. You mind if I come in? Got an extra cookie for me? Oh, cool. Oh, ouch. Stubbed my toe. I didn't realize you had a corner that sticks out there. Oh, you got those pictures up on the wall. Oh, that was Grandpa, huh? I heard he was a racist. Yeah. Slowly but surely, you have to unmoor people from their home if you want to burn it down. Why is there an endless attack on American history from within? Because they want to destroy the country. You don't want them to destroy the country. You're in the way. So they have to try to ruin the country in your eyes so you'll step out of the way and let them step in with gasoline and a match. That's why you see what you see.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday
normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.